Turn to John, the 10th chapter, starting with verse 11. And it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then a wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. Verse 13, the man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep. My sheep know me just as my Father knows me, and I know my Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Heavenly Father, there is none like you. One who protects and loves and guides his flock. And we are indeed that. We thank you, Father, for your word and for this opportunity this morning to worship you, first in prayer and song, and now as we look in your word. Father, I pray that the hearers of this word, to include myself, would be able to take what is being shared this morning and apply it to our lives. In your name I pray, amen. My grandson, he has a new family member. And no, it's not like this. It's like this on four legs. It's a beastie looking Rottweiler. What's that? No, golly, I should have wrote it down. Pitbull, thank you. Pitbull. He has a new Pitbull, 3 years old. And I think a lot of us, you know, we see Pitbulls and we have this image, right? You know, and so, but this, you know, because of the way people have treated them and sometimes we see how bad they've been treated. They're in activities, dog fights. They have the chain marks around them. And you just want to save them. But that's not the case with this pit bull. This I didn't realize how strong they were, but this thing is just nothing but just muscle and just like playing tug of war. But it all has to deal, like, it's obvious with how the dog is raised. And it's the same to be said with us as men and women, children of God, how we act has a lot to do with how we're raised. Has a lot to do with how things formed us. And sometimes, just like a mistreated animal like us, there are evils that happen to us in this cruel world. And sometimes we are victims of less than somebody who can really help us. We find ourselves sometimes even weighed down, sometimes filled with worldly desires. some of those desires are, sometimes we eat them up because that's what we're being fed. But what would it look like if you were being fed by the one who loves you the most? We need to quit allowing the wrong sources to feed us. We need to allow the most awesome one to, when we're broken, to fix us. No one can fix us like him, no matter how broken up we may be. Have you ever heard of the it's a Japanese form of art where they saw Kintsugi, and it's basically what happens is like they've taken it first started an emperor of Japan, he dropped something with his favorite bowl, and so he sent it to China, and China sent it back, and Japan, they fixed it, and it means, it's a compound word, and king means golden, and tsugi, it means joining or repair. So it, the whole thing, that art form is called golden joinery, all right, in our vernacular. So that's what it means. So can you just imagine, you know, maybe you've dropped a bowl, and as it's falling, like, oh, no, and then the first thing you do if you have kids, you're like, stay out of here, get out of here, but you're looking at your favorite bowl. It's in pieces. It was a good bowl. You always had your Captain Crunch in there, right? So it's like you take that bowl and you say, here, fix my bowl. And so they're able to take the bowl and through the process with gold and lacquer and some other things, they repair it. And oftentimes, the fixer makes the bowl look better than it originally did. I mean, you have this bowl with gold or silver or platinum running through it, and it became a thing where people like busting their bowl on purpose and saying, here, fix it. And sometimes there are times we are broken. And there's only one person that who can uniquely, with his artistry, put us back together again. Not only are we feel fearfully made, that what speaks of in Psalms 139, 13 through 14, we are wonderfully restored. We are his hand, we are his handiwork. It says in Ephesians 2:10. We're his handiwork. He fashioned us, he put us together. Where, as it says in Isaiah 64:8, we are clay to the potter. He's the one that forms us. We look at those imperfections, those scars, if you will, sometimes unbelievably. They tell a story. I mean, if you're around any group of guys mainly, yeah, look at this scar. Oh, that's it? That's all you got? A 4-inch scar? Well, look at, you know, they start rolling their leg up, you know. Well, I got this from da 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 da. It's those scars. They don't. Something took place and now the wound is healed, but now there's a scar. And to remind us of what took place. Maybe something, even in our own personal lives, we have scars. And people, I would want to say in this realm, in Christian folks, or not, you say, oh, well, I went through this. It's a scar. And people are like, man, that's quite the scar. But you're not letting that scar define you. It's something you went through and you lived through. Our Father, He's the artist. He's saying to, I'll just say me, J.R., man, and I've shared this before. This, I don't know if I can fix you or not. And maybe you're saying the same thing. Maybe you're going through something in your life and you're so broken up and you're like, man, there's no way the Father in heaven is going to have anything to do with me. He's good for you, but I'm broken. I'm tore up. As they say, from the floor up. And Father says, you know, I can fix you. I will fix you in such a way that you won't even come close to resembling what you used to look like. Because people are going to see that gold in you. They're going to see me in you. Yeah, but you might have been broken. But Father said, I can fix you. Don't ever think that you're beyond being repaired. Don't think that you're ever beyond being fixed by the one who fashioned you from day one. There are people in some churches, people and churches that are pressed by challenges, by problems, and they look and they sometimes tend to feel empty. Sometimes they start to even resemble some of those scars that we see sometimes on those dogs, those chains. And we can hardly walk or function. I will tell you today that the good news is that God is our shepherd and is waiting for you. I've watched a couple people. I've been blessed with watching a couple, and maybe as you too, and as a church, seeing people who have surrendered their lives to Him. They've seen the Good Shepherd and walked them through into green pastures. How He has lightened up their lives. There's a source in which comes from the shepherd that can't be received by anything else other than Him. People talk about that God-shaped, feeling that shape in their heart that only Father can fill. You can't replace it with anything else. And people in our community, even in our church, will see that the life that you have now with Him is so much different. It's so much fuller and it's so much richer. That the song says, what is joy unspeakable and full of glory? Oh, the half has never yet been told. That way it goes, has yet to be told. I'm happy to be in His flock. I'm overjoyed to have Him as my shepherd, as I would pray each of one of you would be, to have Him as your shepherd. And His voice is calling out to you. Those of you who are wrecked and full of pain and are tired, the shepherd says, I know what you've gone through.
come in here. Come here. The thing about it is, once you hear his voice and you recognize it, like, oh, you'll never forget it. You'll never forget it. There's, I don't know how many times, like, youth group or my own grandson, and I just go, I whistle, and it's in the block, and they're like, oh, that's your grandpa. Well, JR, that's JR. They know me by the whistle. There's something about knowing the voice of our Heavenly Father. There's a story of a sheep herder in Scotland. He herded sheep, and he talked to the sheep in a way that only the sheep really understood him. And he had a daughter that loved to go with her dad. She loved being with her dad. And just the way he always talked to the sheep. And she's like, oh, that's so beautiful. And the sheep just followed and they listened. Why would you not listen to someone that you know is going to love and care for you, right? So as it would be, this young lady, she grew up and she moved out of town, and just wanted to go to the city. Just wanted to go to the city. And she said, she went there and she started hanging out with some unsavory folks. And found herself kind of like in a bad place. And word got back to the sheep herder, and they said, hey, you know, I saw your daughter, and she's like in a bad way. And so the sheep herder, just like our Father does, he went after her. Dressed in his garb, didn't necessarily meet what was wearing in town, but he came to town with all his stuff, packed his bags. He goes, I'm on a quest. I got to find my daughter. So he's trying to find his daughter. He's going from this place to the next place. He's going to places that he never would have fathomed that his daughter would be in. And he's going there looking, and he can't find her. And he's just about giving up hope. He says, I can't find my daughter. As he starts to exit town, he's on the outskirts of town, and he sees the sheep out in pastures. And he remembers, my daughter always loved to hear me call out to the sheep. So he turned back around and went back into town. And if just like the chant of any whatever he was calling to his sheep, it wasn't how they speak in town, but he was like, this sheep chant, this chant that he calls out to his sheep, talking to him, and he's singing it through town. Come on, he's singing it through town. And people are looking at it, what is up with you, sheep herder? And he's going at it, and then all of a sudden he keeps going, he's going, retracing his steps, but now he's singing this song out loud, this chant, as though he was speaking to his sheep. And all of a sudden, the chant fell on the ears of his daughter. She goes, I know that sound. I know that sound. That's my dad. That's my dad. No one else can make that sound. No one can ever speak like that. That's my dad. She comes running downstairs, runs out to the street, and embraces her dad. And dad just scoops her up and says, come on. Come on. I'm taking you home. Father is calling out to each and every one of you. He says, I'm the shepherd. I'll feed you. I'll take care of you. I'll nurse you back to health. And for those that don't know me, you don't know the Father, he's saying, I'm the good shepherd. I can fix you. Come on. I can fix you. Come on. I say to you this morning, come on. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, come on. He doesn't care about your past. He's not going to keep reminding you, oh, you did this and you did that. He's just going to say, come on. I don't care what you did yesterday. Come on. I am the good shepherd. Father God, I know who you are. And Father God, I pray that if there's anyone within my hearing, that if they don't know you, that this morning they would say, I need a shepherd. I need that shepherd that Pastor JR is talking about. I need someone who is not going to beat me up. I want someone who's going to lift me up. I need someone who can fix me, because everywhere and every turn I've gone to, nothing has worked. In you, Heavenly Father, we can be repaired and we can be repaired and be brand new. And the things that we went through life, those scars that we now have, they don't define us. But anything, it shows that with our Father, He has pulled us through. He's made us new. Father, I pray that we would be attentive to your voice. In your name I pray. Amen.